Friday, October 23rd, 2020, 5:04 a.m. Okay, so I've been painting this morning. Progress is slow as usual. Redid some more, added some more layer or coats to paint to certain areas to basically highlight things or solidify things on the surface. 9:41 a.m. Okay, so today we had an early vet appointment for the outdoor princess, and she's been pretty sick. They have a drain tube going in her. She has some kind of abdominal infection that they don't know what's going on. So she's been on antibiotics since last Friday, and antibiotics ended yesterday evening, and the vet wanted to see her right after that, and it still doesn't look too good. She's not as bad as she was last Friday. She was kind of near death and all bloated up from the whatever was in her. He drained all a bunch of stuff out last weekend, and it doesn't look like it returned, so, you know, hopefully she'll be better. Of all the cats around outside, I don't mind spending the money on her. She's a pretty good cat. She's a good mouser, and so she does her job, let's say. Anyway, so I got to go out and deal with watering the garden and the sprouts. Just made the wife some breakfast. I painted earlier this morning. When I got up around 2:15. So I got some painting done. I got to add some things in here. I'm not really sure where to start. But I guess I should start where it seems easiest, I guess, huh? And see how that works out. 10:26 a.m. Well, also last night was the last and second presidential debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And it was, I actually had that on the whole time, watched the whole thing. And because everybody was pretty much civil. Before that, depending on which channel you watched, there was a press conference with a business associate of Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, who apparently is spilling the beans on the corruption within the family. And so, like I said, depending on which channel you watch, some channels covered it, or at least Fox covered it, and the other channels did not. So, you know, it's just one of those things where the media is kind of biased in not reporting corruption with Joe Biden's son and possibly Joe Biden. It sounds like, actually, from what the news conference was saying, sounded like Joe Biden was in on it also. And if the tables were turned and it was Donald Trump's son, oh, it'd be front page news for the next couple of weeks up to the election and then beyond. So, you know, it's the truth has died in the United States because the media won't cover it. The mainstream media won't cover it. And so it's died. And with that, we are putting ourselves in chains to the people, to the elitists that are going to run this country if Donald Trump loses. And even if he wins, it's going down that road anyway, and it's not going to end until we do hang ourselves. We do put ourselves in chains and be subjects of the government and beholden to the government for everything instead of relying on ourselves and the free market. So that's what that is. I'm gonna get changed here and go on my walk before it gets too late. Can't remember what else I gotta do today. So, happy birthday, Rachel, wherever you are.